Welcome back to Devil's Edge, where we talk about very, very important things like, why do people like eggnog this time of year?
Because eggnog's incredible.
Says you. Anyways.
You know.
Ew. What about deviled eggs? Why do people eat those?
I don't eat them very often, though. They're more like a summer picnic thing. Why did...
Yeah, really, you know. Well, I guess you should get back to the other topics, I guess. You know, since we're kind of being fake anyways right now, you know. So,
this was all staged.
This was staged. Completely staged. No. Or was it?
No. You'll never know.
No implied truth there. Anyhow, today's topic is actually fake it till you make it. And, how many times have I seen this in my lifetime already?
Wow, don't have enough hours to even get into that.
No, and for
we put a list together. We didn't.
No. Right, and really, if we were to really start going down the list of the things that we've probably seen collectively, we would almost give things away, and that would be really bad too.
Yeah, that'd be too blunt.
Yeah, we might get death threats. and we're only on episode 4, so we're trying to stay away from that
idea. Episode 4 and death threats. Yeah, we have no. We're good.
But yeah, fake it till you make it. I mean, you know, really, I see that too often in the Christian world, you know, in the I would say Christianese world, where people are just kind of using their own little way of doing things, but it's not really the way that Jesus made it out to be.
Right.
So.
Something new.
Yeah, something new. You know, so, yeah, that's, but you know, when I think about people faking things, there is a pretty... I think it's kind of scary, but a pretty scary scripture in the Bible comes to mind within Acts 5, and that's with Ananias and Sapphira. Sapphira. Man,
sounds pretty Irish.
No, I even listened to that like 5 times earlier. Did you? I cannot get her name right now. It's like Sapphira. It's like sapphire with an O.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say sapphire.
Yeah,
staring at it.
We're so taught to go with the I, B, and E, so I'm thinking of Sapphira, you know, which is certainly a pretty cool name in my book, but you know, it's actually Sapphira. Anyways, we'll get it out eventually. I can say Ananias quite well, just not Sapphira very well. In Acts 5 is where we're going. I mean, we're going to go and throw it up on the screen here for everybody.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and throw up the first piece of it.
Yeah, let's just go down through it here real quick, because there's some interesting things to pull out of this one.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so it says, now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira.
There you go.
We can stop right there.
All right.
Man, that's it. We're done.
We're done.
This is it. Thank you guys. Until next time. No. Anyways, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to just human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. I'm going to stop there. Whoa.
Yeah, that's so casual. He fell down, he died.
I mean, Isaiah, I've never lied in my life. Wait a minute. You get what I'm saying? I mean.
You're dead.
Yeah, well, it's over. It's over right there.
You done died.
Just done did it. It's over. But there was something pretty serious happening here. But that, you know, so he heard this and he fell down and died. I mean, just boom. That's pretty serious stuff. But it says, and a great fear seized all who heard what happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked, tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, how could you conspire to test the spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. Wow. I mean, wow.
Pretty drastic measures taken here.
Now, nothing here says that the Holy Spirit killed anybody.
That's true.
Nothing here said that Peter killed them.
It's not stating a human killed them.
Right. It says is they fell down and died.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty serious consequence for lying. I mean, what was the worst thing happened to you when you lied to your parents? Story time. Come on.
Cracked in the rear end. Really mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah.
Wow. You got stuff taken away. Yeah. You know, stuff like that.
My favorite time as a child was, and I've told this and many times during children's church over the years, because, you know, kids are kids and they go, oh, you did that too.
Yeah.
You did that too?
I was one of them.
And, you know, and one of the things was, is there was a neighbor beside us and they had these nice, pretty flowers that, believe it or not, coincidentally, grow near this house every year. And
the same type?
Same type. I can't recall. There's tall orange flowers, like super tall. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I want. They're not a snapdragon, but they're very similar. Anyways, they grow really tall. They're orange and blossom. And anyways, I thought it was just awesome to take my play sword and just chop them all down. And, you know, I didn't think I'd get caught.
That was a nice play sword if it actually worked that way.
It did. I mean, back in the '80s, they made plastic a little stronger. It wasn't foam. It was plastic. Big difference.
That is a big difference.
Yeah, big difference. Back before we, you know, used helmets to ride our bikes. Anyway, so you know,
I still never
thought I got away with it. Went home. My mother questioned me. Said, Ryan, what happened to so-and-so's flowers over there? I'm like, I don't know. That's horrible. Now, I'm probably 7 years old. That's horrible. Who would do such a thing? I was caught.
I can imagine you as a child.
I was innocent. I don't
know what happened.
I was innocent.
They have flowers?
Well, that's what happened. I was thinking the whole time, I'm thinking I'm going to get away with this because I'm a kid. So parents, the kids out there that think they can get away with everything because they think that you think that they're just a kid. Know this. Just saying. Okay. So, yeah.
Public service announcement.
Found out. I got in trouble and I got grounded for a whole entire month. Wasn't allowed to go outside. Went to school, came home. That was it. So, and that was my summer. That was not cool. But that was my fault. I did it. But I lied. But I did not die.
Died on the inside because you were so sad over my
bored to death. I mean, you know, didn't even have. I mean, back then there wasn't no Nintendos yet.
No.
Yeah, I mean there was a Nintendo, but it was out of my reach. So, you know, but you know, you have Ananias and Sapphira here. That the big thing here is that they made an agreement, and it's kind of an implied agreement. But basically, they made an agreement to give what they sold the land for to the ministry
as a whole.
And this really has nothing to do with money at all. What this has to do with is their intention was to do a thing. Everybody knew about it.
They gave their word.
Yeah, I want to make it very clear. This is really important in terms of the intent of the heart.
Yeah,
you know, so
not about one specific thing such as money.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of so many churches, pastors, places get all hung up on money, but this is not about money at all.
No.
Yeah,
so, let's just use an example,
right? And the you know, so you have the consequence of them dying, and then they both conspire together.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is grace in this. The wife didn't die right away with her husband, even though they were in the same place at the same time. But right. They both agreed on it. But they, so she came in. She was given the grace of saying, "Yeah, no, this ain't all of it. You know, I made a mistake." But she didn't know about her husband yet. So the true intent of her heart was pretty serious.
Yeah.
And, well, you can see how it ended.
She dropped dead, too.
So the faking it part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to give them this much. They ain't going to know the difference.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. I think I've heard it a few times on another social media platform. They'll never know.
And it's a very popular sound.
Very. So
a lot of people won't understand that, but a lot of people will.
Yeah. It depends on the audience listening right now. Anyways, so, oh my,
I'm not gonna know.
Yeah. So get it out of my head. I can't do this. The,
we're in Acts.
Oh,
Acts 5.
Breathe. Acts 5. Okay. So so they died over, and she was tempted the same way. She did the same thing. She died over. Whole town finds out about it. Everybody's scared. Now, what do you think the least thing that happened in the next several days, the very least, didn't happen after the next several days? Go ahead. What do you think? Well, what do you think didn't happen for the next couple days? You mean
like what actions did not take place?
Right. What actions probably didn't happen after this event?
They're like, did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. Sapphire, what? They're probably like, what's her name again? But that's... Anyway, she dropped it. I'm sure there was... What didn't take place?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Probably
not lying.
That's what I'm getting at. Probably not lying.
Although, no. Who knows in this day and age?
Listen, if you did something really wrong and you're around Peter, make sure you just tell him everything.
A lot of people moved. They went to a different city.
We're out of here.
Population went down half over the weekend. What did y'all do?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you ask.
You know, but man, so many things happen in the modern world today, in the Christian world, that people are putting on a false precept of, like, for example, how many times do you go somewhere, you're visiting a church, and whoever it is, the greeter, the pastor, or I tell you what, let's take this, let's skip outside the church. Let's go to a retail store. Hi, how may I help you? How are you doing today?
The fake personalities.
The fake personalities. Like
they actually enjoy their job, but they don't.
Yeah.
But you can tell because you can look straight through them and go, you don't enjoy your job. Like a waitress or a waiter at a restaurant.
Right.
You can tell if they truly want to serve you or if they don't, and they don't want to be there. It's the same thing that applies across the whole board with ministry and the church world at large, too.
Everything.
Everything.
Right. Yeah, it's like, so in the church same world, thing. Church world's like, oh, hey, good morning. It's great to see you. I haven't seen you forever. How's it been? Oh, we were just thinking about you. We've been praying for you. And you know what? They're just lying to their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't thinking about you at all, and they hadn't seen you forever. And when they saw you, they put on a show.
They're like, oh, can't lose this one.
Oh, man, I need to keep them in the pews. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, that is a fake it till you make it avenue. And pastors that are watching, it really doesn't work. People know
that. It pushes people away.
Yeah, it really pushes people away. I mean,
it might not happen immediately, but it definitely does over time. Yeah,
people, you know, a kid, you know.
Seek help. No,
you know, yeah, I know, a kid. A kid knows when they're being lied to.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like a lie detector. Mm-hmm. They're also like really good at doing it too, but, you know.
Yeah.
But children know.
That's how they know.
Yeah, they know when something isn't. True. Like, you know, but you said you'll give me a piece of chocolate. No, I didn't. You're lying. It's like, no, I'm not. You know, with whatever reason, the parents justifying it.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, there's that. So, you know, faking it till you make it is a really bad way of living. You know,
it never turns out good.
I've joked whenever I'm driving in the cars, like, you know, listen, don't panic unless your driver's panicking. I mean, it seems pretty sound.
Yeah, I've heard it many times.
You know, and then on top of that, you know, it's like, oh, I just drive like I know where I'm going. And the truth is, I have a really bad internal GPS.
Listen, public service announcement. Ryan is confused most of the places he drives to if he doesn't have a GPS right on in front of him. So, you know, he's not wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah, and I totally agree to that statement. So... So, you know, but that's still kind of fake until you make it.
It is.
Now, it's nothing near serious, obviously.
No, it's whatever.
But you know, the seriousness of actually lying to God about something.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never been anywhere where this scenario has actually happened. But it's not to say it hasn't happened.
We've never been anywhere we've seen somebody drop dead from it.
Right.
I'm not saying somebody hasn't lied to the Holy Spirit, but, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, now Jesus did say it another way, which we don't have the scripture up there, but he did say it another way that, you know, whatever a person sows, he will also reap.
Yeah,
and that's paraphrasing the whole scripture, but you know, that much is true. So when you do something that is contrary to God,
mm-hmm. against God,
you know, a sin, in other words, mm-hmm. it will have collateral consequences eventually, right. Whether it's immediate or forthcoming.
Right.
So. You know, so with that said, I think I want to jump over to Matthew. Actually, before we go to Matthew 7, there is one other little story I want to tell that is not mine to own, but it is one that I remember very vividly from being a children's pastor back in the day. And I had a mom one time, and I hope I don't butcher the story, but I think I'll get the gist of it out. I had a mom one time that, you know, the kids were like, this particular mom had a couple daughters, and she goes, you know, the kids were like, well, but mom, it's just a little lie. It's just a white lie. And mom was trying to explain to these children that, no, all lies are bad. It, you know, or being fake, if you will, is not good. And they just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So kids go to school the next day. Mom, I guess, maybe, who knows, maybe the Spirit of God gave her this idea. Maybe she came with the idea. I don't know. But she goes outside and she picks up a little pile of fresh doggy dew, brings it in the house, mixes it up with a brownie batch. Yeah, I know. This. I can't even imagine the smell. I mean, I just cannot fathom the smell. And she bakes it in an oven, you know, your 354-degree oven, bacon poo. And
typical Saturday morning.
It was a school day. I don't know what it was.
I lied. Typical school morning.
Right? And they come home, and they're like, Mom, it smells like brownies, but it's only right. So, oh, yeah, I made some brownies, girl. I was going to come out here. Like, the kid's like, oh, man, yeah, brownies. I mean, what kids could be like, it's chocolate. I figured, oh, school chocolate? Awesome. So they go out. And she's in front. I gotta tell you something though. This is a special batch.
Something special.
And she goes, I gotta let you know that there's a little bit of dog poo in this. And the kids' faces just probably just dropped. And they're like, I ain't eating that. But it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. It's not a lot. It's just a little. And you can smell it. I mean, it's not a little. And I mean, the whole, I can imagine that house probably took days to clear out. But
that mom was dedicated to this task because you know that she was not happy about the smell in their house.
Listen, kids, if there's any kids ever listen to this, I'm telling you, you got to watch out for your parents. When they get on the mission, they're done.
Yeah,
they will see it through. So,
yeah.
So, you know, but it's just a little bit. But it wasn't real brownies. It was basically, it was fake brownies because it had the wrong ingredients in it. Look real. Looked mm-hmm. good, but it wasn't real,
right?
So, you know, so with that said, let's move on to Matthew 7. Going back to Matthew 7 again.
This all ties back into Matthew 7, which we did not plan.
No.
Okay. If you've watched the other episodes, you'll realize that we've been on Matthew 7. We were going to go stay in Matthew 7, but then we decided to talk about this topic. But then it ended up tying into Matthew 7 anyway, directly under Ask, Seek, Knock, which was last episode. So
yeah. So God's just not letting us get away from Matthew 7.
Apparently not.
No, he's just not letting us get away from
so,
and that's okay. I'm not the navigator here, so I'm just flying along.
Yeah.
Matthew 7, we're starting verse 13. Very familiar passage as well. And it says, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only few find it. We'll stop there for a minute. So, you know, everybody talks about the scripture a lot, but, you know, it's just uh-huh. literally a wide road, narrow road.
Yep.
You know, narrow roads normally aren't as easy to travel on either. Typically, every narrow road I've ever been on was never a well-made road.
Nope.
Never.
Probably a good percentage chance if you fell off the side of the road, you were going to total your car or you were going to die.
Yeah, good chance.
Yeah. Very good
chance. Every narrow road I've ever been on. Yeah. You know,
usually a big cliff.
Yeah, and here in Pennsylvania, if you're on a narrow road around a mountain, it is scary.
Remember what I just said about a cliff 5 seconds ago?
Right.
It was a cliff.
Right. Yeah, so if you're
on the East Coast, really, but yeah, PA.
So if you're watching this from Oklahoma or somewhere where it's really flat where you can make your own roads, it's not like that around here.
Is Oklahoma flat? I guess
so. Yeah, flat enough. There's a few hills, but it's pretty flat. Yeah. Yeah.
Side note.
You know, so, and then he goes on to say, you know, but small is a gate and narrow is a road that leads to life. And if you find it, so you have a nice broad road everybody walks down. So mm-hmm. it'd be like faking until you make it. That really
it's
is
easy to do. It's right. The easy choice.
I mean, what happens to kids when they go to school every day? What happens when people go to work every day? They're putting on this facade of just mask of like, oh, I'm great, I'm good, I'm ready to do this.
I enjoy my job.
Yeah, I enjoy my job. I enjoy what I do. And maybe you do. It's great if you do. But to the other 80% of the world.
How many really do? I
mean, right. That's what I'm saying. To the other 80% of the world.
That's another topic.
Right. To them, you know, it's like, but they're faking it.
Right.
You know, if you really want to live a life full of joy, it is best to live in the truth than it is to live in... Because what's going to happen is, as you're faking this stuff, you lose... You're giving a part of you away, and that's your joy.
Yep.
You really are. You're giving away the truth.
And your life's miserable.
Yeah, you're living a lie. And and that lie is never going to return anything to you to make you feel better.
Nope.
Never. And, you know, so then that leads to the close to the end of what we're getting to here is in verse 15... through 20,
yeah,
says this: 20. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. What did Jesus just say here? If you're fake, you're getting removed.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
Know them by their fruits.
And know them by their fruits. Which goes back to an earlier podcast about judging.
Mm-hmm.
Judging versus judgment. Know them by their fruits. So, you know, if the fruit isn't good, then probably shouldn't eat of it. And the end result is it's going to be thrown into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's useless.
Yeah. So trying to live your life through a fake method
will lead to ultimately no fulfillment.
No fulfillment. And in the end,
you were worth nothing. This fruit was worth nothing. And what was the point of it growing? It had no purpose.
Yep. And one place you'll see this really happen.
It even grew.
I can give two examples of how this happens in both the Christian world and the secular world. They're both almost tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And how it happens is that in a secular world, you have people that are climbing the corporate ladder to try to become something great.
To make a name for themselves.
How much money can they make? How much prestige can they have?
Status quo,
you know, mm-hmm. How many people are under them that they manage?
Who's their friends?
You know, et cetera.
All these big people.
What car they drive? So on and so on. You know, you have that, you know, now let's contrast that to the Christian world. Can I become a minister? How many people was underneath of me? How many sheep do I lead? You know, et cetera. What car am I driving? You know, what parsonage am I living in?
What clothes are you wearing?
What clothes am I wearing? You know, how do I look on TV? You know,
how's my personality interacting with each other?
Oh yeah,
blending in with the crowd. It all just collapses.
Yeah, and suddenly the secular world and the church world don't look very different.
Yeah,
you know, and that mentality is out there, and it's out there pretty plainly right now.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think
it gets much more blatant than it is. Honestly,
no, it's more blatant now than it's ever been.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Very blatant. And you know, but this isn't about judging a person by their outward appearance either. But this is about the inward heart. You know, the inward heart is the biggest thing about the wolves is they're only looking out for themselves.
Right.
But they're,
and they have a pact with their own people that are their own kind.
Right, but they're in sheep's clothing to lead sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But their intention is not to lead the sheep. The intention is to lead the sheep to the slaughter so they can, you know, pretty much devour them.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. So in the end, the sheep don't win. That they follow the wrong leader mentality or mindset even. I mean, not everything's wrapped up in a human being. I mean, this could be a mentality. It could be a spiritual understanding. There's all kinds of things it could be.
Call getting involved with the wrong crowd.
Yeah, wrong crowd. And again, that crowd doesn't necessarily mean that it's people.
Right.
You know, the wrong crowd could be what you believe in.
Right.
Even.
But yeah, it could be from being born in the family, how you're raised, you know.
All of it. But at the end of the day, if you're not being true to yourself, and on top of that, true to what God is calling you to be, you know, if He's giving you a set of skills, mm-hmm. focus on those skills, or focus on those talents and those things that He's giving you, and then what will happen is that'll blossom. But you're not being fake. You're not trying to follow somebody else's. Listen, okay. If I could say this clearly, and I'm gonna look at the camera for this. If I could say this clearly enough, do not ride on the anointing of somebody else's coattails. You need to be what God has called you to be. And if you don't know what that is, start praying. He will tell you in due time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is something that happens way too much. People try to copy and mimic other people and not be who they are. And then that, again, is faking it till you make it because you're not being you.
Right.
You know, that's why identity is under such attack in this world right now. You know, there is a massive attack on identity. This world is in an absolute identity crisis right now.
Oh yeah, it's the most prominent it's ever been for sure. I mean, like, look at what's going on around in the political world, for instance. Not to bring politics in it, we're not. But I'm just saying, look at what's going on with people being confused with, you know, genders and stuff like that, for instance.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. It's all the same thing, just in different contexts.
Yeah. People need to know who they are.
Identity crisis.
Yeah. You need to know who you are, and that's a heart thing, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not an outward thing.
No.
I don't care how a person approaches me. I remember being in a particular church years ago that they had a bar not too far from the church. And while I happened to be preaching that one, it was a Sunday. I'm not sure when it was, but it was a Sunday that I was asked to preach. And I had made a vision type statement. I said, how would everyone here react if there was 50 bikers down at the bar at the base of the hill of this church? And if all 50 of those bikers come up here and want to walk in and in the service and take part in service, would everybody be welcoming to them? Or the first thing you see is all the leather vest, the patches, maybe tattoos, or the something to do with something derogatory on them.
Right.
What would you see first? If the first thing on your mind is you're breaking our picture here, then
your image,
then you're fake.
Yep.
I could have dropped a pin on the carpet that morning when I preached. Could have dropped a pin on the carpet and heard it very clearly. Because it was the truth. You know, we live in this world where we were trying to paint this image of what things should be, when reality is, it's nothing close to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so seen it enough. But those kind of mentalities are eventually going to be cut down and thrown into the fire.
They'll be exposed.
They'll be exposed, cut down. And what did Jesus say? Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. In other words, Jesus is saying it's going to be right out in the open.
Yep.
I don't want to be on that receiving end. I encourage everyone, be you. Whatever that is right now, be you. Because God can work with you.
Mm-hmm.
He can't work with you being somebody else.
Right.
You know, that's what it means by come as you are. He wants to work with you. Not three different, you know, types of you.
Exactly. So moral of the story is, don't fake it till you make it.
Yeah, don't.
Even though it's a pretty funny saying.
Yep.
Don't be that way.
Yep, and I'm going to end there. And as always, please like.
Yeah, make sure to like, subscribe to the YouTube channel. In terms of like the Facebook page. You can even like the YouTube videos if you want to. On our website, we have the audio versions too, so you can listen to them. And video to take you to the YouTube link. The more you guys share, the more this gets out there and somebody who needs to hear it can hear it. And it also grows the page so that it gets dispersed to more people, advertisement-wise, honestly.
Yep.
We will be trying to live stream soon within the next coming weeks. So, probably starting off the new year for 2022 is probably where we're heading right now. But we need more people to share and to be aware, so that way when we are live, people can actually come join and we can just have a discussion and talk and answer questions. Also, email us questions and stuff, what topics you want to hear, you know, and for live streams or for, you know, for videos, which is the email. It's on the website.
Yeah, the email's on the website, but it's info@dovesedge.com. And the website obviously is www.dovesedge.com.
Yep.
So very, very simple.
It'll all be in the description of the YouTube video too.
Yep.
And I believe it's on the Facebook info. So, yep.
Until then.
Until the next episode.